right now. Then we'll dine up Kelev when we get to. We're going to speak about it maybe a little today, or we're going to see right to Gemara's about Kelev. See about the six animals. Thank you. So the question is, Rashi says over here that Karen Tlusha is She'achza Bema Karen Ben Shineha. Is it Dafka Karen? How about if he's holding a stick in his mouth and he's running around goring people with the stick? Why would it be that? Why would it be Dafka Karen? So the Talmud of Rashba, in the Sefer Talmud of Rashba says, first, who I didn't call Kli, any Kli, which according to this comes out, that the mazik of Karen is not toloi in the chetza, means not toloi if it's a Karen or not a Karen. To be Karen, I don't need it to be a Karen. It can be any type of Kli. So what we just said was Rashi talks about by Karen Tulushi. He says it's a Karen in its mouth. What happens if it's running around with a stick in its mouth and goring people? So the Talmud Rashba says, same thing, Huadin, which means that to be Karen, I don't need to dafka be a Karen, it could be any type of Kli. So Karen's not telling in the chepsed of what it's doing the hezek with. What is it telling in? Negicha. It's doing a maisa negicha. As long as it's doing a maisa negicha, as long as the Baim is doing a maisa negicha, then it is Karen. And you know what Rashi says them in verse? Which Rashi? Ha Karen. What does he say, ha Karen? Lingoyach. The definition of Karen is lingoyach. It doesn't say with what. It doesn't say lingoyach be Karen. Lingoyach. As a matter of fact, look at the next Rashi. Ashein lechol. What's the next Rashi? Regal drisa. What defines the mazik is not the aver or the chetzah that's using. What defines it is the maisa. What to do? A maisa negicha. A maisa achila. A maisa drisa. A dira maisa. That's what defines it. Now, this is a nekuda which, again, is going to come up as we go through the different mazikim to keep it in mind that is it, and we can see other shayin that maybe tali yet in the aver, maybe it's telling the aver that's being used, not in the maisa, but Rashi at least, with the Talmud Rashba at least, we could say that's tali in the maisa that he did a maisa negicha. Okay, now Rashi at the end of this Divrei Maaseh Ella, Rashi says over here, he says, over there, a tam for sure doesn't play nezik shalim. Mishum de'ein darko bekach. It's not the derech with this. Rashi adds a few words here. Lahaya lebalam lishmar midavaze. They didn't have to watch it. What does it mean they didn't have to watch it? What do you mean? Why doesn't he have to watch it? And if I don't have to watch it, so why am I even chayv chatzin ezek? What does that mean? Right? So Rashi's saying like this. Rashi's saying, even though I didn't have to watch it, I'm still chayv chatzin ezek. How does that make sense? Answer is, that is the mandam kenasa. The mandam holds chatzin ezek kenasa. The Chatzinez is a Knas and not Mamay. He holds that Stam Shvarim is Becheske Shimor. Stam Shvarim are watched on their own. You don't need to watch them. And that was the Torah is Mechai Mechatzinez. Pashat's a Knas. They give me a fine. Bezdin gives him a fine. But without Bezdin giving me a fine, matter of fact, nowadays, we don't have Knasses. In Babel, they didn't have Knasses. So it's not Negea. But a kenas is a fine that they gave the person. So that's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying that chatzinezek, which means that according to the mandam, so if you take a look at Sanhedrin, Sechta Sanhedrin Ein Gimel Amiral. I'm sorry, Sanhedrin Gimel Amiral. Over there, the Rashi Divrei Maaseh Chabalos says mefirsh what I just told you according to the mandam kenas. Over there, Divya Mascho Palga, Rashi says, that according to the Mandam and Mimoina, it's a chiyah mamay. You're chayv to watch it. The Balaam are chayv to watch it, and therefore it's a chiyah mamay. So Rashi connects these two together. Also in Ksubis, he does the same thing. Connects these two ideas together. If I'm chayv to watch it, then it's memoina. If I'm not chayv to watch it, then it's kenasa. Those two are go with hand in hand. It makes sense. Makes sense to say that. But this is not like Tosfos in the Rashba. Rashi is learning our sugya according to the Mandam of Kenasa, which means according to Rashi, according to the Mandam of Kenasa, I need a pasi. Tosfos and the Rashba both said our sugya is only according to the Mandam of Memoina, because according to the Mandam of Kenasa, lo yitzrich kra. So we have here machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What forced Rashi to say this? Why didn't he want to learn like Tosfos that we're going in the Mandam of Memoina? Why does he have to say we're going in the Mandam of Kenasa? Because he was bothered. Why is Mechuberes not Chayv Chatzi Nezek? What's the svar? Rashba's Kasha. Right? Rashba is the Kasha. Why are you deciding that Mechuberes is Chayv Moedes? Maybe it's like a tam. Dr. Ashi, well, from the fact that the Gemara says that it's a mu'ed, must be, because there's something about Mechuberes more than Telusha. What is that? Because Mechuberes, I'm chayv in its shmira. Therefore, I'm chayv nezik shalom like a mu'ed. But Telusha, I'm not chayv in its shmira. That's where he learned. So this Rashi, and then you'll see Rashi later on also, is mashma that we're talking about the Mandam of Kenasa. So Rashi is learning to say Kenasa. Now, we were discussing in the last Chabur, we discussed the Rashba. And we brought down Rav Baruch Ben. And we said a beautiful Pshat based on Rav Baruch Ben, which, if you want to see it also in Chiddush Reb Reuven, I think I saw it today, Rav Ari Leib also says it. All the Acharonim seem to be saying very similar pshat with different kinetics, applying it to different beautiful places. But I don't know if we need to say it in more than the Rashba. Meaning we have a Shver Rashba. Rashba says that there's an aspect that he's suited in Nizikin. And because that everyone gets wild up, rattled up, like, what's going on? Nizikin is mominous. It's mominous. Where does this surin come into Nizikin? So they have to come onto a shtikol Torah with a new dini surin over here and all that. But I don't think the other Rishonim learn like this. And as we go through the Masechta, you'll tell me if I'm right or wrong, but I don't think you're going to find it in other Rishonim. And like I pointed out, the Rashba himself and the Gimel says differently, and I'll show you more Rashbas like that also that say differently. So my point is, I want to go back to that Mechaber Ramah that we ended off with. And I ended off with that question. I said, Mechaber Ramah don't seem to be going with the Rashba. And the truth is they're not. Because La Halacha, we don't need to go with them. So what is Pshat? And the reason why I'm pointing this out is because I think this is going to be Pshat in the other Rishonim as we go through the Masechta. We're going to constantly have a Machlekes, Tor, Rambam, and many Sugis. And it's Kedai to get familiar with it as we ended off the list, Chabura, with what is that Machlekes. So as follows. We have here a case of Kishushka, Biznaba. We have many Spakes that we're going to come across, especially in the second Perek, where the Gemara ends off with Teiku. Which means it's a suffix. And now what? What are we doing a suffix? Well, the rule in Mamanus is Hamayis v'chavei l'raya. You want me to pay you? Hamayis v'chavei l'raya. I'm a muchzik on my money. Prove to me that I owe it to you. And that makes a lot of sense. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Pater, everyone agrees that when there's a teiku, you're pater from paying. Now let's follow through. There's another halacha that when it's Hamayis v'chavei l'raya and the nitva is toyfes, he grabs the money from the other person. So now who's the machzik? typhus. You don't grab it. Maisel Kabbalah Raya. You want to grab it back, bring a proof that you deserve it. And that's where the Mechaber paskins very nicely by the Sfeikis over here in the Zikin. A Maisel Kabbalah Raya, therefore you're potter from paying, and if he's typhus it, you can't take it away from him because you need to prove that it comes back. Ramah says no. Ramah says if you grab it, you gotta give it back. Everyone asks, what's going on over here? We have rules. Why you bought the Mitzvah right? Typhus, you don't give it back. So why is Ramah saying you have to give it back? More than that. The Shach, Taz, Sma, everyone's bothered with Akasha. We find in Dini Mamnes, Miman of Shach. For example, in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen, a man is married to two wives. They both give birth on the same day to a boy. And we don't know which boy belongs to which lady. One of them is a Bechor, one of them is not a Bechor. Right? So the Kayan comes and says, you owe me 5 slain for this boy. What does he say? Bring me a Raya, he's a Bechor. Kayan turns to the other boy, says, "Give me a this is a Bechor." Says, "Bring me a Raya that he's a Bechor."
But for the first 5
slain, it goes by the
mother.
Yeah, right.
And if there's 2 mothers, then they can both be
Bechors. They could, but let's say not. Let's say only one of them is Bechor. One of them is their 16th child, and one of them is their first child. Now the two babies get mixed up. So what happens? So each one, the Bechor, right? The Kayan says, "This is Bechor." So it says the Shulchan Aruch over there. But the Kayan could say, Miman of Shach. One of them are for sure Bechor, right? Everyone agrees to that. Father, you agree to me that one of them is Bechor. So either it's this one or this one. But either way, you owe me 5 slain. So pay me 5 slain, and he has to pay 5 slain. So Frank the Sma, right? You saw the Sma? Frank the Sma, Frank the Shach, Frank the Taz, all the mass. Why don't we say Mimar Shach over here? Mimar Shach, if it's Karen, you chayv to me at least chati nezik. If it's regel, you chayv to me nezik shal. So at least pay me something. And yet Rama says, no. So we wanted to say, and I think this is MS, that the Mechaber and the Rama are arguing in Machlekes to one Rama, which works out because Mechaber is actually quoting a Rama. And look at the Ramah, he's quoting a Tor and a Rosh. Tor. You have to deal with the Rosh, how he deals with this, but he's quoting a Tor. And we learned all the way back in the beginning that the Tor and the Rambam argue with what is the Mechayiv of the Din Tashlumin. Why was the Torah Mechayiv in Tashlumin? Is it because Mimainai or is it because of Shmirasai? So if it's a Din of Mimainai, so the suffix over here is, my mama was mazik. Am I chayv to pay for my mama being mazik or not? The answer is safik, maitzmach avel raya. Tafsinon, mafkinon. And perhaps there would be a mimar shach over here. Maybe. But the Rama is working with the Torah that the mechayv is shmira. So now, one second, what's the safik? Was I chayv to watch in the Nishas Rabim? Safik. Don't know. Safik, if you chayv to watch or not. For a safik, you can't be mechayv me a penny. Because you need to get it to first base first to say that this is chayv and shmira to be mechayv and for being peshay and shmira. In the Rosh Hashanah Nizik, is that chayv and shmira? Safik. You can't prove to me that I'm chayv and shmira to tell me that there's no mimar pshach in the Ramah. The Ramah works out very nicely. No mimar pshach. And therefore, they're both working without the Rashba. They're both working very simply. It's a mumnes dikadin. Zikin is a mumnes dikadin. And when you have a suffix, we always have to go back to the rules. Is it a suffix mumnes or a suffix in the din shmira? Okay. Now, I want to understand what is keren. So the Gemara says over here, told the keren mahi. What are the toldos of keren? So it gives us an example. Negifa, which is pushing with its body. Nishicha is biting with its teeth. Rebitza lies down on something. Ubi'ita means it kicks. Frank, the Gemara, listen closely to the Gemara's kasha. Maishna negicha. The kari lo av dichisiv ki yigach. Negifanami kisiv ki yigayf. What's the Gemara's kasha? Gemara's kasha is, remember we start off the Masechta. Abra Oves Nezik. Gemara says, Midik Tani Oves, B'chaldik at Oldeis. Must be this Oldeis. So Rashi said in the first Rashi, what did he say? Arba Oves Nezik, and Oves Kari Lahank, the Chsiva Mekra Behedya. Hey, how did he know that? How did Rashi know that? Who said? How does he know that Av is what's written in Torah B'Feirish? Now I know how he knew that. First Gemara right here. That's the Gemara's kashin. Where it says, Maishla negicha. Dikari le av dechsiv. Why are you calling it av? Because it's a mefersha basik. Negif also dechsiv. It's a mefersha basik. And how does the Gemara get out of this? What's the Gemara's teretz? Gemara's teretz is, hi negifa negichi. You know what? Negicha is negifa. It's all the same. What's the Gemara saying? We're saying that when the Torah said ki yigayf, it meant ki yigach. Right, that's what the Gemara means? That it's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. Right, Rashi says, achim de negifa ksiv tevi nami av, hach negifa negichu, v'loi dechifa segof. You thought yigayf means pushing with the gof? Wrong. Yigayf doesn't mean that. Yigayf means negicha. So what's in the Torah? Only negicha. Does it say negif in the Torah? No. That's why negif is the Torah. How did the Gemara know that yigayf means negicha? Maybe negicha means yigayf. Maybe negif is the av, and negicha is the Torah. How did the Gemara know that? The Gemara has to retranslate something over here. It either has to retranslate Yigach or has to retranslate Yigach to have a Teretz. So how did the Gemara know to retranslate Yigach? What? Yeah.
This
is a Naga. What do we see from there? So how do you know that? How do you know it's not Yigach with the body? How do you know it's not with the body? But from that pasuk, we're just a giloy that negicha is with Karen. So negifa, everyone agrees negifa is with the body. I'll bring you a pasuk in Nachos that negifa means with the body if you need a pasuk. But how do I know what the Torah meant? I have here a problem. I don't want, for some reason, right? This is what's happening. The Gemara does not want negifa to be up. Why? So desperate that Negifa has to be a Tolda. So right away the Gemara is, Negifa, make it Av. No, we can't make it Av. Maybe Negicha and Negifa are both Aves. What's wrong with that? Let Negicha be Av. Let Negifa be Av. And then the Tolda will be Be'ita, Neshicha, and the other ones. Why do we need, right? You can't have both of them?
You already established that's coming out of the character.
So here you have another av, Nikol Negifa with the goof. The Torah said it, not me. Ki yigayf. I need a Navi passing a Navi. The Torah said ki yigayf. That's av.
Change what?
What do you mean? I don't know. For whatever reason, the Gemara wanted it to be av in the Kasha. Right? The Gemara is the Kasha that should be av. Whatever reason the Gemara wants it. And then the Gemara is pushing that, no, change the translation, the simple translation. When you learn ki yigayf in the Torah, it means with the goof. It's a ki yigayf. No, we have to retranslate it now to mean negicha. In order that it shouldn't be an av. I don't know what's going on. Okay.
So then how do we differentiate from one av to the next?
Who's that after? They're similar to each other. One's with a horn, one's with a body.
Okay. That's a reason to be chayav.
Is that?
The Gemara says, the Gemara says, based on the order of the
Mar doesn't say that. Mar says, I'll read you the Mar. Mar says, Ditanya, Pasach Minagifa, Vasim Minagicha. I have a problem over here. You start with Nagifa, it's end with Nagicha. Loimelcha, Zui Nagifa, Zui Nagicha. Mar doesn't say because it starts. Who said with the start? Maybe the end. Right? If the Mar said because it starts, we go after the start. You're right, the Mar doesn't say that.
The reason we switched to Shonos, even though it's one thing, is the Tai is to switch to something Haga. But meaning that's why we had to switch to the Shonos. Therefore, you can't say that the reason for switching to the Shonos is to tell you that Negifa is also an Av, and that we don't actually have Negifa in its true form.
I'll find a different Mosad Agav. Right, it's an Agav. Now that it says this, we have a Lemur. Say, that's not why the Torah wrote it, right? That's what the Gemara says. Agav.
So you don't have a Negifa where it would be the Av of actual Negifa. When the Torah says Negifa, it's not Negifa, it's actually
Negifa. How do you know that?
Because it's one story.
No, it isn't. Take out a Chumash right now and show it to me. You'll see there's two parshas in between the two. I don't even understand what it means, Pasach and Siyim. It's not one parsha. Look on the side, let's see. Ki Yigach is Shmois Chafalv Chav Ches. Ki Yigach is Shmois Chafalv Lamin Hei. There's two parshas in between, a matter of fact.
But then they repeat one of the problem, though, goes back to Naga.
Pseida. There's this referring to over there, I'm referring to the Yigach over there, and the Yigach over here. So there's two different parshas. Why would I say that? I'm just saying, it's not Mukach. Okay. So now let's move on. Okay, so now, what makes something keren? What makes something keren and not regel? Right? What makes something keren and not regel? So pashtis, you would tell me, keren is kavnasi lahasik, but regel and shein is not kavnasi lahasik. Right? Regel and shein is darkoi. It's continuing to walk, it's walking. Or Shane is it sees food and eats food. And it's derech. That would seem to be the difference. Which characteristic of Karen makes it Karen? Let's say I have something which is Mishuna, but not Kavanasi Lahasik. Right? I have something which is Mishuna, but not Kavanasi Lahasik. Is that Karen or not? If I have Kavanasi Lahasik, it's Kavanasi Lahasik, not Lahana Asai, but Derech. Right? For example, the Mishnah, right, put down the Maramakayim, the Mishnah later on by the six animals, which are Amud Mitzchilasa. Why are they Amud Mitzchilasa, those six animals? Why is Amud Mitzchilasa? It's dark alas. Because it's not Mishuna, right? It's not Mishuna. So here you have something which is not Mishuna. You have Kavanasi Lahasi, because that's what they're out for. It's Kavanasi Lahasi, and then it's not Mishuna. So it's not Karen. Is it Karen? Not Karen? Okay, so let's work this through. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi Din Rascha Negifa. Says Rashi Negifa. Shedachfa begufa, vezika bekavana. It was dachfa begufa, and mazik bekavana. Pushed it with its guf, and it was mazik with kavana. So Rashi's telling us, why is this a tolda of Karen? Because bekavana. right? Underline the word b'kavana. Rashi revitza shiras ekelim baderech v'holcha v'ravtza alein kidei l'shava. Also sounds like kavana. Kavana. Rashi be'ita already, he tells us, Shabbat abrak leha v'shavra sekelim. Now he says, "V'ahochi evo told the Karen." Why is it told the Karen? Number one, "Chavnas and lahazik ki Karen." Number two, "Ein hanol lahazika ki Karen." Number three, "The ein hezek imatzu itadun." The hilka chevu ki Karen. So Rashi over here says, "I need three tanoim for it to be Karen." But one thing we do see in all three Rashis is that Kavana, right? So let's work on Kavana right now. In Rashi, all three Rashis seem to say we need Kavana. Where's the Makar to this Rashi? Where did Rashi get this from? So on the Avdalah Amar Aleph, put it on the Maram Kaimis, on the Avdalah Amar Aleph, the Gemara says over here, the Gemara is making a limud between Shane and Karen. Look at the Gemara and Dalar Rav to top of the Amid. It says, "V'leroya Shane she'en kavanas la'asik, k'royi ha'keren she'kavanasi la'asik." For the Gemara v'lav kavachaymu, "Ma Shane she'en kavanas la'asik, chayv keren she'kavanasi la'asik le'kol she'ken." The Gemara, it seems to be defining Karen as kavanasi la'asik. Kavanasi la'asik. Problem is, and that's the Chari the Makar for Rashi. Rashi got it from this Gemara. He saw in the Gemara that says Kavanas Elas. Is it a Raya? Is it a Raya from this Gemara? I don't think it's a Raya.
Why? Well, why?
What?
We know Karen's Kavanas Elas, but why? Where's that come from?
We have
an answer where it came from.
No, I'm saying Rashi got it from the Gemara. Now, where the Gemara got it from? Okay, that we have to figure out first if it is true. If it's true, if it's true that it's Kavanas Lazik, then we have to see where in the Torah they saw that. But Rashi has full right to blame it on a Gemara. Now you have Kasha on a Gemara. The Gemara has to find a Makar there. But could Rashi bring a Raya from here? No, he can't. Why not? What? Because remember what we said in the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah, it could be it's only a Percha. The Gemara is making a Limud. And so you can learn two ways. Either the Gemara is saying that this is a characteristic of Karen, or maybe no, the Gemara is just saying you can't learn it out from here because it has something that's different than other things. It's a percha to a lima. So it's not a clear raya. We have to find a better raya to this, to Rashi. Or we have to say Rashi in a minute. Let's see. So the problem here is that there are many, many Gemaras, and I think it's kedai to get familiar with the Gemaras. That's why I put them down in the Maram Kaimis for them to see. That are mashma, yeah, like Rashi, and mashma, not like Rashi. And therefore, we have to figure out what is the underlining point over here. So one Gemara over here is on the Tezvav Amid Beis. Tezvav Amid Beis. What does the Gemara Tezvav Amid Beis say? The Gemara says, "Hai kalba da achal imri." You have a dog, eats a sheep. It ate a sheep. A live sheep. It ate a live sheep. Or maybe, right? The shunra da achal tanigayla, a cat that ate a chicken. Mishunahu. It's mishunah. What? And therefore what? So Rashi Mishunahu, the ain darker mekach is not a normal thing. They be told to the Karen, Mishalim Chati Nezek, and therefore in Bavel when we don't collect them, because in Bavel we don't collect nas. So the Gemara wants to give us a simin. What is this? What does the Gemara say? Doesn't say Kavanas Elazi. What does it say? Mishunah. Mishunah.
Probably not Kavanas
Lahazik. What?
Probably not Kavanas
Lahazik. Could be not. I don't know what Kavanas was, but the Gemara doesn't address that at all. Leave that out. If it was so important for us, Kavanas Lahazik, the Gemara should have said something. Right? The Gemara should have made a difference and say, Im Kavanas Lahazik, U Mishuna, or leave out Mishuna and just say Kavanas Lahazik. The Gemara says only Mishuna. Gemara on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. So there's talking about a case where you have an animal and goes and sits down on Kalim. The guy, poor guy, he has his jug sitting around. Animal comes and sits down on it and crushes the jugs. Amar Abulazza, Loishan al Pachim Gedoilim, al Pachim Kitanim, Orchehu. Pachim Kitanim is Orche. What does that mean? Rashi, of a Pachim Kitanim, Orche. Lirbites, to lie on Pachim Kitanim is normal for an animal. Vimrotz Aleim Rishas Rabim, Pater, Shazan Izik, Chayev Nezik Shon, they told the regal. It's told of regal. What's the Gemara saying over here? Loishon al pachim gedolim. But pachim gedolim orchehu, and therefore that's the Gemara saying over here. The pachim gedolim, that's going to be keren. That's keren. But pachim ketanim, which is orche, so the defining point of whether it's keren or not keren, is whether it's Orche or Mishona. Again, we have a second Gemara over here. Doesn't mention anything about Kavanos al Hazik or Hanol Hazikah. It just says Mishona or Orche. Let's take a look at a third Gemara. On the Memches Amid Beis. Amarav. Now, this is a funny case over here. Amarav. The Muad Lipa of the Adam, the Bairis Eskim. We're talking about an animal which is a Muad to fall onto people in Beirus. Right? Seems like that was a normal thing for people to hang out in a bar. And this animal, it was a muad to fall into Beirus and kill people. So Gemara says, Yihach yibar kitalahu. If he's a muad to kill, he got to kill him. Am Rabbi Yosef, the chazi yirayk yibinafa. What's the case? He saw Yerek and he fell in. What happened? So the case is, you have a bar, people are in the bar, and there's a cover on top of the bar. They're really hiding out there. Ah, it's a tunnel. Now we know what that means. There you go, a tunnel. They're hiding in the tunnels. And that's what our friendly cousins do. There's food sitting on top of the cover, right? So you have people in the tunnel, and you have a cover on top with food on top, right? They put food there, so no one should know that there's a hole underneath. Don't think it's growing some nice vegetables on top, right? So what happened? This animal goes, he sees the yerek, and he's hungry. So he goes to eat the yerek. Now what happens when you step on a cover? He walks there to eat the yerek, zoom, he falls in and kills the people inside it. That's the case that we're talking about. Funny case?
How can you become muad for that?
What?
How can you become muad for something?
Do it three times. But he won't be chayv ketal, or if you have something.
Doesn't muad make it hysteric?
Maybe. Maybe yeah, maybe not.
Because it's not.
But look at Rashi. I want Rashi. Look at Rashi there. The chazi yerek esav al pi abar uba lechol v'nafa. Did he have kavana for the nefila? No kavana at all. Umiyo kaifesh shalei b'chavana. Mash mishalim. Right? Kaifesh, when the shark kills a person, you have to pay kaifesh. Mishalim b'nefila achar. Now listen to this Rashi. Ava pi she'en ashar b'skilu. Shamin l'rab. The omer patim is omer zeh. Hani mili b'mur l'nigichos b'kavana. Ba'orek la'agma b'rishayna. And saying, I'm going to jump to where I want to get to. Nagach dalish lebechavana patlam zir sekozach tvashay sokol. Kozman she ena shab skila and by them sham kaifa. Avazer shleisa by skila. Enadase le kaifa shal shame. Look, you see it says, Veregal bechata nizik dokmina veregal shal darsaga betinik. The imtaima, two lines up from the bottom. I don't know why I wrote down the whole thing. Vimtaima, you have imtaima? Right, it says if Ochanami the Chazi Yerokim and Nafal told the Shein he, Scham Lanasit. Says Rashi, what is this shar? Shein. Why? Because he went to eat the Yerek. He enjoys Yerek, he eats Yerek. So it's a told of shame. The im toima mishonehu veinzu shame. Kim de yadle orchu. I'm sorry, Evid Rashi, kim de yadle orchu. So what's he saying? He has the kashi. He said, "Aye, it's mishona. Teretz is it's orche. Who cares if it's mishona? Who cares if it's orche? But it's kavanasi. It's lahanasi. It's lahanasi. It's not kavanasi lahazi. Right? Teretz is. We don't care about kavanasi lahazi. So here I brought you a Rashi that doesn't care about kavanasi lahazi. So now I brought you two gemaras. Okay, Rashi, it's different than the gemara." What? Of course he is. In time Mishunu and therefore should be Karen and not Shane. That's his kasha. So he answers Kim Da Yaile Orchu and now therefore Shane. Can't be Karen. That was his kasha. Mishunu
is always
going to
be talking about
Shane,
about Karen.
That's why I see two Gemaras. I see. Matter of fact, I'll show you more Gemaras. If you want, I didn't bring them all down. There's a Gemara enough Gimel, there's a Gemara enough Tezayin, another Gemara Tezayin. I brought you a few Gemaras already, Mishonah, Mishonah, and Rashi himself also. The defining point is Mishonah or not Mishonah. If it's Mishonah, then it's not Shane. If it's not Mishonah. Okay, one more point I want to bring out here before we get to understand Pshat. Over here, we have a Mishnah on the Tezbav on base that I mentioned before. What does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say? Hazeb v'ari v'adoy v'anome v'abadlus v'anachash harei elumod. They are a muad. That is for the first time they go in the mazik, they're a muad. They go in the mazik a person, they're a muad. And therefore, you chayv to pay nazik shalim. Right? Which mazik are they chayv because of? What?
Karen.
But there's the derech for them to be mazik. The kavanas ilhazik, right? But it's not mishona, right? Says Taisvis. Taisvis v'anochash harel muadim. La b'cholani ezik chashiv muadim. El kolach b'midi de orche. Kigon shabazze v'tarav ari v'daras. We'll have to see that it's better. Amidi the lav orche, kiyon arish etar v'achav, cheshar esek, is lav orchayo, loye muadim am shalmi v'chaz nezif, it's not orche. Ubemidi the orche, nishalim nezik shalim, hadavka b'chotza nizik, ar b'shusram pata, devi shein b'shusarabim, and then he says, and maybe it's like regal, v'loye evi k'moy keren, basa di yayin, and we don't say it's like keren after the yayin, even though he's mischav lazik, and therefore you would say it's like Karen. So it's either Shane or Regal. Or maybe both. Maybe it's a combination of both. But Karen it's not. The whole mitzvah of these animals is kavanos ilazik, dari, the doid. Right? Why am I talking? A bear gets loose in the mountains or a muncie? Dangerous. Right? People run. From Monty? What? Deers are always there. That just kills your car. But they're going to slam into your car and stop. Or you slam into them and you're done. But the dog, unfortunately, has supper. So, Ikam Nazila Azik. So, says Taisvis, no, it's not Karen. I see from Taisvis, to be Karen, has to be Mishunah, and since it's not Mishunah, it's not Karen. So now I have a Taisvis. Now I have a Taisvis being Mazir B'Shayin on Mishnah, that the reason why it's a Mur Mitchilasai is because it's not Karen, it's because it's a Shein Baragel. Now I'll agree that the Rambam didn't learn like that. The Rambam learned that it is Karen. Right, the Rambam that I brought down here learned that it is Karen. So we have a Machlekes. Rambam and Taisvis, right? Okay, so let's put things together now. We started off with Rashi now, Suya, Kavanasi, Kavanasi, Kavanasi. Quarter Gemara and Daf Dalet, Kavanasi. Then we went on to many other Gemaras, and like I said, there are many more Gemaras. that mashma has nothing to do with kavanas. There are many more Rashis also that I can bring you that mashma has nothing to do with kavanas. So what's happening over here? Comes along the Rishash, says, I'll tell you pshat. Very nice pshat. There's a machlekes if Karen is memayna or kenasa. What's the machlekes if it's memayna or kenasa? Right, Rashi, we quoted before Rashi and Sanhedrin. Oh, yeah, this is the Bible of Chayv and Shimur? Or it's not Chayv and Shimur? Rashi by us. If you're not Chayv and Shimur, then it's Knas. If you are Chayv and Shimur, then it's Mamay. Says Rishash, that that's the answer. According to the Mandamar, Knasa, which means, I'm not chayiv the bayim, I'm not chayiv in shimor. So why am I chayiv? I'm not chayiv in shimor. Why am I chayiv? That's what I asked you before. I said, I don't understand Rashi. Rashi says, bayim not chayiv in shimor, but still chayiv chatin. I said, why? Kenas. What I do wrong? What did my animal do wrong? What went wrong over here? To even give me a kenas, what do you give me kenases for? What happened? The answer is because the Mandama Kenasa holds the definition of Karen is Kavanas Elazik. You have an animal who was Mechavan Elazik. Maybe you didn't have to watch him. Maybe you didn't do anything wrong, but Lamaisi had Kavan Elazik. Because Rashi said, you can't blame me for it. And Rashi in Sanhedrin, Gimel and Aleph. Rashi Ksuba is daf, I forgot what daf it is. Also,
so you can't blame
me. So Bez says, Abba Lamaisa, the animal did with Kavan al Azik, so we can give you a Knas. That's the Torah decided that Lamaisa is a Kavan al Azik over here. It's not like everyone's so posh and sweet and good.
Just become an animal, got up and said,
okay, so I'll tell you what Rabbi Baruch Bez said that we saw five times. Lots of today Shemaim, you still have to be, even when you put on Chatzi and Nesek. So over here, the Torah said, Chatzi is the day Shemaim, Chatzi is the other. That doesn't bother me so much. I'm not Chayb the Shimor, so you can't be Chayb me Mitam Mami. But Kenas, we always give Kenas for now that maybe that will get you to watch it, even though you don't have to watch it. But something did wrong here. Something did wrong here. I think the Rishash makes sense. Something went wrong. If nothing went wrong, there's no Kavanasi Lahazi. Can't give a knas for no reason. The Torah wouldn't give a knas for no reason. But according to Mandama, Mimoinai, why am I chayfa Mimoinai? It must be because we said, if you hold Mimoinai, it means because you were supposed to watch it. If you were supposed to watch it and you didn't watch it, so you're chayfa to pay for that. So then the Torah was mekel and said only chetzi. But the defining point then is, did I have to watch it or I didn't have to watch it? What's that totally in? If it's Mishon or Orche. Orche, you're responsible to watch. Mishon, you're not responsible to watch. Or no. Karen, Memoina is telling me that even though it's Mishon, I still have to watch it. That's what comes out. Right? So that's what it's saying. Even though it's Mishon, Zok the man of Memoina, still you should have watched it. But that's right. So it comes out that the Rishash is saying a Maritik and Nekuda here. Now, we'll have to see if it's true. You know who else says this? Marsha on the Tezbav Amr Alf on that Gemara that I quoted you before. But you know what the Marsha says? Marsha says about it. He says, and to tell me such a teretz, daichik. He says, the daichik loyma to call ach sugi delel as the command of Balganizka Mimayna. To split the sugis. Because La Halach would pass in Kenasa. What? Tais is which Tais?
No, it's all the class.
Tais
is the
mom and
the whole
city
is
on. Right. So what's the problem? No, he's saying it's a dachit to start telling me that all these cities I mentioned to you before are just going one man over and not the other. But the Rishash wants to say that teretz. The Marsha entertained such a teretz. Marsha lives before the Rishash. But the Marsha says it's a daichik. So if it's a daichik, then what are we going to say? We have a problem here. We have Rashis that keeps on saying kavanasi, kavanasi. And then we have Gemaras that say Mishunah. So So what are we going to say? What are we going to do here? So perhaps we could say as follows, that Karen is Mishonah. Everyone agrees. Karen is, the defining point of Karen is, if it's Mishonah, it's Karen. If it's Orchay, then it's going to be regal Hashem. Like the Gemara says, Mishonah, Mishonah, Mishonah. It's Mishonah. But how do you know what's Mishonah? What's Mishonah? What is considered Mishonah? Right, like we asked in an earlier Chabura. If Karen's Chayva Mishonah, so you mean to tell me there's no Ptor of Aynas by Karen? No Ptor of Aynas by Karen? Niski Momin has a Ptor of Aynas. Except Karen, I never saw that. So there has to be something about Aynas. It's Mishonah. Not Orchay. So every Aynas is Mishonah, not Orchay. So what's Mishonah? What's Mishonah? So Chazal told us something very interesting. Chazal told us that those six animals in the Mishnah over there are derech. It's the derech for them to be master. Derech to be mazik. But for other animals besides those six, it's not the derech to be mazik. It's taka mishnah. That's what the Mishnah is being megal to us. The Mishnah is teaching us that those six animals is the derech, but all other animals, it's not the derech, and it's mishnah for them to be mazik. So on that, we're coming and we're saying, and that would come, right, for a dog to eat a live sheep, or for an animal to lie on pachim gedolim, is mishonah. It's mishonah. Meaning, how do you know if it's mishonah? The way you know it is if there was kavanas lahazik. For the animal to be mazik, is mishonah. For the animal to go eat yerek, that's not mishonah. That's normal. For the animal to trample over something as it's walking, that's normal. But for the animal to have kavanasi lahazik, is the giloy that's mishonah. So Karen, if I ask you, what's the definition of Karen? Mishonah. How do I know if it's mishonah? From the fact that this animal was kavanas lahazik, those six animals kavanas lahazik is not mishonah. That's why they're not Karen. Okay, the Rambam, we're gonna have to answer. We're gonna have to speak about the Rambam. But the Rishayim that we have, those animals are not Karen because for them kavanas lahazik is not mishonah. But for any other animal, kavanas lahazik is mishonah. So now I want to down up the cases in our Mishnah. Are they told us of Karen or not? So Rashi, yeah, you know what makes this a told of Karen? Because it's Mishonah. How do I know it's Mishonah? Because for the fact that it was Kavanah, that already is Mishonah. Kavanah to do a Be'ita, Kavanah to do a Neshicha, that is Mishonah. Dove's not masking, right? Are you masking or you're not masking? No, someone shouldn't be masking. I want to hear him. Fight me back. Okay, think about it. I want you to think about it and tell me if you're masculine or not. But really think about it.